Can you hear me?
I can, if we'll just hold, I'm getting the meeting launched. All right, we are all here. Jason King, I don't see him on yet. Catherine, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you
okay.
hear me?
Okay, mm-hmm. Yes.
Great.
Excuse me. So hopefully he'll jump in. But other than that, I'll go ahead and turn it over to Catherine to start the meeting. And if Jason hasn't jumped in by the time we get to him in business, we'll go ahead and table that. And then when he does, we'll just round back to it. If that sounds okay. Great.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the CUNA Arts Commission meeting via tele whatever it's called. The first item is hoping everybody has looked at the minutes. It is an action item, so we need to approve the minutes. If someone could, can I get a first?
So moved.
And anybody else second? If not, I can second it. I don't think Terry's there right now either. And
Terry is on.
Sharon's absent as well, right? I can't see everything, so I'm at a loss.
Terry is available for a second.
Okay.
Terry's muted. Hold on a minute. Let me unmute Terry.
There we go. I second.
Thank you.
Okay, so we have a first and a second, so the minutes are approved. Thank you, everyone.
Catherine, if I can jump in a minute, I want to let you know, since you are not on visual, that Cassandra Artukovich, did I get it? Cassandra is on the meeting today with us. She was invited by Terry. So just heads up to you that Cassandra is on the meeting.
Wonderful, thank you. Hi, Cassandra. So Chris, I'll give it back to you because we have an update on the city timeline. I see that it's an action item, but this is your input. Is that not correct?
Yeah, I just wanted to get you guys up to date on kind of where we're at. Let's see. Before we do that, Catherine, if you would just note that we're going to skip item B, or excuse me, 3A, and come back to it if Jason comes on.
Okay, sounds good.
So the second Saturday concert series starts this weekend. We are unsure if it's going to be if we're going to be over and inundated by it, or if it will be small gathering, we don't know. It's kind of a test. So at this point, that will occur this weekend on Saturday. We'll be following social distancing. We will have hand hand sanitizer available. You know, all those options. The theater performance of Much Ado About Nothing, or Much Ado About CUNA, actually. I don't know what to do there. We have canceled the mayor's table this year because we just don't know where we're going to be at in September. Also, there's social distancing. How do you do that at a dinner table when you're hosting it? Just really unsure. So the mayor, we discussed it, and we are going to go ahead and not have the mayor's table this year. So with that being said, the Renaissance Fair will continue. They've been in, they're working on their special event plan with us. All those pieces are falling into place for them, but their event again is different. It's moving around. It's not static as far as we're putting you at a table and trying to fit enough people together. I don't know. I mean, Deb, do you have any thoughts on this?
Well, I think that that you're right. When we try to do a dinner, we'd have to really space them out. A couple of options. We could look at trying to use maybe that high school commons to space people out if we wanted to. If we wanted to run it at the Renaissance time, we could space people a little more easily if we were to do it without a dinner. I suspect that gets a little tricky too, to try to serve, and we certainly couldn't do a buffet. So we might, if we want to, if we're pretty committed, we want to try something, we could try to look at maybe adjusting a bit, or, I mean, we still have a month or so, month or two, we can see how it goes. I know we just opened to phase four today. The governor was just on, so I don't know if that makes a difference to us.
I don't know. I mean, at this point, I think we try and follow the governor's guidelines. I don't see the social distancing changing until there's a vaccine available or something like that. I know there's going to be events occurring, but those are not city events, so. Maybe we just, I think we may have to consider that we move the Much Ado to next year, to 21 as well. When I made my budget request, I requested the same amount of funds for next year that we had available this year. We had no revenue this year to speak of because we're not holding any events. But it'll put us in place, hopefully. I mean, and we'll have to evaluate too. The bus for the lights, I mean, that was such a huge hit last year. Everybody loved it. So it's kind of a catch-22 how we kind of sort through that one.
Yeah.
Other thoughts on Much Ado Dinner Theater?
Well, I don't think it can be a dinner theater. I think that's probably the general consensus. And I mean, I don't think everybody's going to. I think there'll be some people that will try it, but I feel that we have to go with the masses and not be the people that hold an event that jeopardizes any part of the social distancing. Okay. I don't think we as a commission should stick our toe in that water.
Do we feel like maybe we'll be committed in 21 to doing this?
Yeah, and I think we have to figure out the new normal is kind of where I feel. Even each one of us has to do that personally. So maybe we need to talk about feeling, I mean, you know, 2021 comes along. Do we kick it off again, or do we still have implications that we have to talk about? So each event, we need to make the ground plan and then run with 2021.
Yeah. Well, I think we do have some available funds in this year's budget. So what I'm wondering is if we feel like, yep, we're going to try and take another run in 21. A couple things we need to compensate our director, our Deb, what's the official name? I try and get it right.
Is he the artistic creative director?
Artistic director.
Okay.
We do need to have the artistic director submit an invoice because he has attended meetings. He has been doing some work for us. But there's other things that we can take care of out of this year's budget, like the costumes, some different things like that to maybe take, because we had no revenue this year, so that maybe we can take some of the burden off of next year's budget, that maybe we can pre-purchase this year to have ready for next year's performances and then move forward. And unless something like this occurs again, you know, plan that we will be able to move forward in some fashion where we'll find what that normal looks like.
Sure, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's a good idea. Can we, while you're talking about budget and that kind of stuff, have we spent, what have we spent this year so far so we know what we can, because we have to, we cannot roll it, right? So we have to do that pre-purchasing and all that kind of stuff, right?
Right.
And if that's, and if we want to do that for, you know, get our ducks in a row and see what we can do and put it in the next month's meeting, I'm okay with that as well. We don't have to have answers immediately unless you've got.
Interestingly enough, because we're on Zoom and I'm at my computer, it is helpful. So we spent into this year a little bit already because we had expenses for the light tour. And then we did the chamber checks for the light decorating. We have some art pieces for downtown that we're continuing to work on that we've encumbered funds. We are still spending on the second Saturday. We had some graphic work done for the art pieces. So right now we have $6,353.17. $6,353.17. And so our beginning budget is $12,500. So it makes sense to me to leverage and pre-purchase for next year and kind of go in that direction.
Yeah. Do we have anything else that we, in any other different one of our avenues of art that we need to pre-purchase as well? So that we can budget our budget. How does that sound?
You can just send them already on this desk.
Okay, thanks. I don't need to give them anything.
Nope.
Okay,
thanks. Apologize.
I'm just asking if there's anything else that we need to pre-budget so that we can find out if our budget goes directly to just this one, or is there other arts pieces or art variables that we also need to plan to pre-budget for next year as well?
Sure. So we ran into some problems. I think Catherine, I made you aware of this, ran into some problems with one of the pads and had to get the graphic work redone on that. Those are expensive. The graphic work's expensive. The fabrication, we'll have to hire a concrete guy to come, pull out the concrete, put new concrete in. So though the premise has been to do flat art all the way through downtown, maybe there was discussion about maybe one vertical piece. I'm going to brainstorm again with the parks director because, we have a new public works director as well, and maybe do some vertical stuff. We also have in the pipeline for downtown was in front of, that was scheduled for phase two, is in front of the History Museum was going to be a structural piece of art that's a water fountain. I think Catherine was with us when we started working on this, or maybe it was Terry, but so it looks like the water tower down in the park. It'll have a K on it. But it'll also be a water fountain, so you can fill up a water bottle or you can get a drink of water. And it will be vertical so that it's functional water piece, but it's also a functional art piece as well. So
cool.
So that really, I think we could go ahead and take care of that this year. We have another concert coming up. We could prep for the Much Ado and the Wonderland. What is that?
Alice in Wonderland.
So we could prep for that. The budget money has been set for that. If we anticipate that we're going to do the Christmas light contest again, we can pre-purchase chamber checks for those if we'd like. There's things that we can do. We just got to know and do that before the end of September. August is a no meeting month, so really we have this month and next month to make that decision.
Okay, so can we get everything that's been discussed, can we get a brief email and we can, well, let's make sure it's on our agenda and let's put all those things down on the agenda for the next, for July's meeting. And then we'll just make that an action item and we'll decide exactly where and when and how that money can be distributed evenly or what we will take care of this year. I mean, we've got some funds to do that. I do remember the water tower. I didn't know that it was going in front of the historical, but that'll be awesome. And then do we need to, in your conversation, do we need to revamp those art pieces that, because, you know, we were going to continue going down the road with those, and I guess there's, what, 7 more pieces? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think there's 7 after the 4 we do in the water tower, water fountain. I think there's 7 more after that. I think we have to, I've been talking to Bobby, you know, because I have to talk to parks and I have to talk to public works because they're the ones that have to maintain. And so we don't want to be installing something that's high maintenance for them, or that you can't maintain. So I'm going to try and round up with Bobby, get some input. Our new public works director, he's out on an injury right now, so hoping to get him back soon that we can really readdress. You know, and maybe we just continue with the flat, but it seems like it's really a little expensive. I'm not confident. The durability, I mean, I don't know. And maybe I'm being a worry ward. There is that too. So.
Okay. Well, I guess we have to, I mean, we're kind of committed to the first 4.
We are.
So I guess we'll.
We'll get those. We'll get them in and we'll have a grand opening or a grand announcement for them. And we'll see how it goes and then make some decisions about the other 7 pieces.
Yeah, I think that's probably, I mean, we are adaptable. We know that.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay,
so let me just make sure that I'm keeping on task here. We've talked about the second Saturday. I guess the next thing after, because we're done with, I mean, Chris, and let me make sure you're done with the updating of it, right?
I am,
right?
You're
done with all your updates? Okay.
Yeah, so we're fine to move to 3C.
Right, exactly. So the subcommittee progress on the Friends of the Arts of the CUNA Arts Commission, the recruitment letter, either Terry or Deb, awesome. Let me know how that's going, or let all of us know how that's going, and is it ready to hit the streets with it?
I believe it's ready. I guess a copy of it didn't get attached to the agenda. I think I've been dealing with Stephanie on that. The letter's been drafted. Deb did some awesome proofreading, added some wonderful stuff into it. And then we also attached some pictures of the senior project that was done on the site of Super C as an example. So I feel the letter is ready. I think it's ready for approval. I did talk to Brian Graves, the principal of the high school, let him know kind of what we were thinking. And so I'm going to, when the letter is approved, I'm going to email it to him as well as send him a hard copy. And then he's going to forward that email on to the appropriate teachers, because he said they do check their emails over summer. And I think if we email that to them again in the fall, when they actually go back into the classroom and start dealing with senior project students, as a reminder.
Okay, I think we're finally got something here that we are ahead of the game, that we pre-planned for, and I think that this is a great thing that, you know, now we're making sure that we're ahead of the curve, get it out at the best timing, and then let's see how it flies. I think it's awesome.
The letter is in the packet. It's 3D senior project letter. For anybody that can see. Yeah.
Oh, it's clear. It's way towards the end.
Yep. It's in there.
I printed everything, and I wonder if I wonder what I did. Why? Okay, I'll have to go find it. I think I remember seeing it, and I remember seeing the thing on the back for the charts, right? Am I talking about? Okay, so
yeah, that was.
Okay, so then do we, Chris, at this time, can we, is that an action item? I see it here that it can be an action item. Is that correct?
Correct. You just, I think both of those letters need to be approved and disseminated. I think the Friends letter has already gone out because we had a subcommittee on that. So basically we just need an approval and let's move forward.
Okay, so can I get a first for approval on the high school letter? I don't know what else to call it. Sorry, guys.
I move we accept the draft for the Friends of CUNA Arts Commission that will be distributed for senior projects.
Awesome. First by Deb. Second?
I second.
Wonderful. First and second, so approved. Thank you, everyone. Thanks, you guys, Deb and Terry, for tackling that project and making it happen. That's great, great news. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I do not see anything else on the agenda. Chris, am I missing something? Am I missing a page? What?
Oh, no, Stephanie. So today is the going away party for our former public works director. So all my staff is there. So I'm covering for Stephanie on her item, which basically was, she just included the Friends of CAC letter and email recruiting tracker. Just wanted to give you an idea of what the spreadsheet was gonna look like. If you guys had any changes or questions or any edits that you wanted or needed.
Okay, looks like a good start.
Yeah, exactly. Has everybody had a chance to look at it? I feel kind of bad because I know I printed everything, but obviously half the stuff isn't in my paperwork here. So I apologize for being the one that can't see everything, but I do remember seeing it in my email, but you know how email goes. I can't find it.
We forgive you.
I hope other people have email problems like I have email problems, because it's very, very frustrating. If we have, and I just want to make sure I'm heading down the right road. So everybody that's going to be sent these letters, we need to log it into a log so the city can track it, right? That is exactly how we're going to work that.
No, I thought the intent was I thought the intent was if somebody wanted to be a friend of the Arts Commission, that this would be what was used.
Okay, so I'm trying to figure out what we're tracking.
Well, I think that we want to track, I think we're going to track any like groups, like Deb sent it out through the
Alexa Rose, right?
The Alexa Rose Foundation. I think we keep track of those kind of things so we don't double up, but for individuals, I think what we're tracking is, hey, do you want to be considered a friend of the commission so that we can keep you updated and, you know, you can come to meetings if you want, similar to what Cassandra's okay. doing today. So.
Okay, so we'll just track organizations and individuals. We'll just get their blessing to put them on the email list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, that being said, I think that's awesome. If that's, is that also an action item? So we just,
I'll just update for you guys.
Okay. So then, I have two people that I'm going to send it out. Deb sent me the letter again, because like I said, if anybody knows how to get into my computer and get the stuff that I've lost, there's thousands of things in there. So we'll start working on the individuals. We'll start working on the projects for the seniors. So that's a good coverage, and that's great to stuff that we've gotten done in the new normal coming out of COVID. I don't know how else to call it. So at least we're moving forward in trying to grow the commission. We're moving forward in the participation of all of the city, of all ages. And I guess now, if we still have some time, which we do, if you want to talk about things, we can close the meeting and do our informal discussion, where, because we all can talk together instead of when we are not together, we can only talk one-on-one. So, Chris, tell me how you want to go with this.
Well, basically, you can discuss any agenda items that you would like. You can give any updates. That can all be part of the meeting. Can't make decisions. Can't dig too deep into the subject matter. I'll definitely throw a flag if I think you're getting too deep and we're outside of agenda rules. I did want to invite Cassandra if she had any questions or input, wanted to, you know, anything to say, she's welcome to jump in.
Sure. Cassandra, I want to find out, I see that, I think you're muted to me, or else you're just really quiet. You tell me which one.
Sasha, yeah, I'm sorry, because I'm not officially part of the commission, I've just been kind of sitting back and observing, trying not to be disruptive. So I've been muted this whole time.
That's, well, it's good to see you. It's nice to hear your voice now. Thank you so much. How, and your participation is things that we look for, because, you know, we need help in growing this community beautifully. So thanks for being here. Any input that you have, we've only discussed a few minor topics, but you can see how we are involved in a number of things that are slowly but surely coming to fruition. And your background, how, I don't know anything about you, so tell me about you and tell me about art and that kind of stuff, because we're excited to meet you.
Great. Well, thank you for the opportunity to kind of chat with you guys today. I really appreciate that. So currently, I'm actually at work. I'm the operations manager for a nonprofit that focuses on eviction prevention in Ada and Cannon County. It's known as Jesse Tree. Outside of work, I am a professional Rakshargi dancer, also known in America as a belly dancer. I am part of a school known as Starbelly School of Dance. I am part of a professional group. I collaborate and kind of assist with teaching individuals various styles of Rakshargi, such as American cabaret style, which is how most Americans kind of think of belly dance, because during the golden age of cinema, the pretty veils and the finger symbols.
Sure, sure.
And the coin belts and things like that. But we also study Oriental style, Egyptian style, Turkish style, even Greek style. As far as my own personal art background, I started dancing because of a back injury I sustained after slipping on the ice. I have an irreparable spinal fracture as a result, which causes sciatic flare-ups. So I started at Starbelly School of Dance in 2016, and it honestly was the cheapest physical therapy.
I can imagine.
Yeah, and the directors, Chad and Cecilia Wren, are very, very supportive of individuals who have injured bodies, as they have also sustained many injuries and had many surgeries. So I became a apprentice dancer for Starbelly Dance Troupe in 2019, and I very recently graduated that apprenticeship. So I am now an active Starbelly dancer in the community. Last summer, we performed all across the Treasure Valley at around 30 to 40 assisted living facilities, care facilities. And we participate in large events such as Boise Music Festival, Goddess Festival, Hyde Park Street Fair. I've kind of danced a little bit of everywhere, including the St. Alphonsus Festival of Trees and things like that. So I've kind of been all over. You might have actually seen me before. So I'm kind of all over the place, but I do live in CUNA. And so I'm actually the only member of my professional troupe that lives that far away from Boise. So I'm usually commuting into Boise to perform, but I thought it would be amazing if I could dance more where I currently am, in addition to all over, because I even dance at places in like Nampa and Caldwell, and I've even danced in like Wilder and Greenleaf.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Well, nice. It's wonderful to meet you. We are tickled that you're here. We're tickled that you're in CUNA and that you have art background, because these are the types of representation we pride ourselves on. Art, all art. It doesn't, if you read our friend's letter and you choose to be a friend of the CUNA Arts Commission, by all means, take a look at the letter. We'll get it sent to you. And that way you can see that we try and keep a very wide variety of open avenues for art. Awesome.
I definitely appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Of course. Like I said, You can dive in however deep you want to go, ma'am. That's how this is going to work. okay, so everybody, I guess what we need to probably do for preparing for the July meeting is, A, Chris has shouted out budget and that kind of stuff. We need to decide exactly where the money's going to go. But when we get the list of everything, everybody take a good look at it so that we can have good input at our next meeting. I do want to maybe revisit a few things for the next meeting, because we have an awful lot of ideas on the table from past meetings that date back clear to, a year ago. Art pieces, as in the stand-up ones. I know that there was lots of talk about maybe those circular art pieces standing up of metal. I just want to make sure that we don't bring new things on until we decide on the old things, whether we're going to do it or whether we're going to not do it. So I think we probably need an update from digging back in our, we'll call it archives. And if you guys can remember things, just send a little email that says, do you remember this? Do you remember this? So we can just make a list of things that we don't want to go by the wayside, and then 2 years from now saying, oh, well, we had that idea, you know? So I think we just need to revisit things that we have already discussed and that we liked, and make sure we like them still.
Sorry to interrupt. I want to poke here just for a minute. I want to say that we had previously discussed, because we tend to get in this merry-go-round scenario on these, but that we weren't bringing any more ideas just up as ideas, that it needed to come with all the pieces and parts so that if there was an art project, and I think you kicked that off last year with the poetry project, which was, hey, this is what I want to introduce, this is how much it costs, here's how we're going to go about it, and then that goes into our portfolio so that we know these are the projects that we have, and here's how much they're going to cost, and here's how much work it takes. And so I think we probably should stay with that so that we're not spinning our wheels unnecessarily. I think that we have to, because I think we got into that loop really bad before and needed to get out of that. And so that's how we ended up. And I think we even had a form developed for that as well.
Okay, then let's bring the form back at the next meeting. And so everybody has one, because I've got it. Obviously, I have to build a better system. But that way, if anybody remembers anything that they feel needs to be on it, that's fine. If we've talked about it and we don't remember it, then it's gone by the wayside. The art walk, I know that is one thing that we've talked about. I believe that Sharon brought quite a bit of information for the art walk to us. I don't know that that's been put on one of those papers.
She hasn't really brought, we've had it on the agenda a couple times, and we just really haven't been able to lock down how it works and how's it going to work? What do we need to do? There needs to be the steps A, B, C, D, E. And I don't think we have that yet on the art walk. And I know we've had it on the agenda a couple times, but we haven't come to fruition on that.
Well, I know she's extremely busy with the moving and all that kind of stuff. I don't know. I guess if it's all right, if I reach out to her and ask her about her active participation and how she feels about it, because she was the spearhead of that particular, I will take care of that and find out if she's still involved in it or if we need to, if we feel that this is something that we really need to do, maybe we need to make another subcommittee.
Right. Well, and I mean, part of it too is the lunchtime meetings have been difficult, and she emailed me about that. But what I explained to her was, you know, during this time, we're looking to not have staff accruing extra hours because we were trying to be digital. And so typically when they're in the evenings, we do have accruals of additional staff hours, and we're trying to curtail that right now. So,
sure, yeah.
And I think we're in a holding pattern on this particular process for a bit.
Yeah, and rightfully so, we all have to, like I said, this is our new normal. We just have to figure out.
Oh, I found it. I found the form. I will send that out to everybody. Yes.
Awesome.
So we do have a form. Yay.
Yay. At least you can find things in your email. I'm so proud of you.
it's in my file holder, but yes, thank you for the compliment.
Yeah. I do have one request, Chris. I went back and looked at the letter for the senior projects. Could I get my name added to that letterhead? Left off as.
Oh my gosh, yes. Add Terry.
Good catch, Terry. Nice. okay, so.
Thank you for catching that. I'm so sorry.
No worries.
Okay, so everybody check your emails, and let's keep this ball rolling. If you have things you want on the agenda for the July meeting, knowing that August is no meeting, so let's make sure we get those early as quickly as possible, especially right now where maybe things are fresh in your head, and because we don't want to have a too long of a meeting, but we do need to address things because it'll be a two-month period of time. Other than that, is there anything else anybody wants to talk about? So, see, you all need me. This is why you need me. I talk all the time.
So this is Cassandra speaking, just, you know, for anybody who can only hear. I did have a little bit of a project that I was working on that I would definitely love any support or insight regarding. So because with the COVID-19 pandemic, our usual events and venues that we dance at consistently have been having to reschedule events just until later in the year and things like that. And everybody's cautiously kind of proceeding regarding, you know, how many individuals are going to be there, what measures they can take, etc. So as a result, the Starbelly dancers are trying to kind of figure out a way that we can have a little bit more of an online presence. That way the joy of dance is still being felt in the community without having to jeopardize individuals' health. So I had a video project in mind as far as me dancing in costumes in front of kind of iconic CUNA locations. I got on the CUNA Must Know page and asked the question, you know, what are locations that really make you think of CUNA? And I have a pretty significant list of 38 items, like 38 various locations that citizens of CUNA were like, this makes me think of CUNA. So I just wanted to kind of bring that project to your guys' attention. I have a kind of camera setup that I can already use that's going to be portable. I'm not going to be disruptive. I will be wearing belly covers in the video for modesty, just because Starbelly prides herself on being family friendly. And all of our classes are absolutely available for children ages 13 and up. We actually do currently have a young participant in our classes. So I just wanted to make you guys aware of that project. And if you would like to get more involved or just kind of want to know where I'm at in that project, definitely let me know.
Wonderful. That's we'll all take a minute and see how the CUNA Arts Commission can help you and help CUNA be visual. Awesome.
Can we make that one of our action items for our next meeting to discuss how we can be involved in that? Because I'm getting some ideas, and I don't know if it's something that we as the Arts Commission could sponsor, like a video class. I mean, it wouldn't be revenue generating, but so if that's something we could put on to discuss to help support this project as an action item.
So would it be discuss Starbelly dancing support? Yeah?
I think so, yeah. Putting our name on it and helping promote it.
Got it. I did have a couple questions on that project. None of them are going to stop traffic or anything like that. But are you going to do like a virtual tip jar so that donations can be procured for the school? Are you thinking of doing anything like that?
So I was probably going to have it mostly displayed on my dance website, just because I'm very proud of the town that I live in. So it was more designed to be advertisement of me as a dancer residing in a city that I'm proud to be in. As far as donations for the school, there is a way to donate through the school's website, and I'm very good about kind of making sure that that's easily accessible. My executive director for dance, Cecilia Wren, she has been an amazing support for the city of Boise. She's a professional seamstress and makes all of our costumes by hand, which is amazing because I'm 6'1" and most costumes I find on the internet don't fit me. So that's been an amazing kind of aspect of being a Starbelly dancer. But to support the community, she's been making and donating masks for essential workers all throughout this pandemic. So she has ways that if individuals would like to donate, she's made it extremely easy because she's been donating so many masks, and a lot of organizations have been like, please let us pay you for these amazingly tailored masks that you made. So there's definitely ways to directly provide donations and funding to the school. Cecilia, I believe, just recently got an Alexa Rose grant, or she actually has a hearing impairment, and as a professional dancer, that's actually pretty devastating. So she's going to be starting kind of a docu-series about that as well. She actually has a full-length documentary also available on her website, so.
Love it.
Yeah, exactly. We'll take a really good look at it, and if we can help and how we can help, especially now where we got to show what we can do with the 2020 money. if we have the opportunity, we will certainly get back to you, no problem with that, and we'll put it as an action item on our next meeting.
Hey, sounds great.
Okay, is there anything anybody else wants to bring or talk about or have a brief discussion on?
I'm good.
I think I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good. My phone's getting ready to die, so I'm going to have to bow out here quickly.
Okay. Well, we'll call the meeting at 12:52, and thank you, everyone. We'll look forward to July and look forward to emails going back and forth, and then we'll have our next meeting with the next agenda item. Thank you again, everybody. Mm-hmm. Stay safe. Glad you're all here. And thought process, let's find friends.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye.